Take one action.
With iron fist, you still have something to pour into your students. You know, and I feel like once you reach that pinnacle of, you know what, I'm just going to come in here and wield my iron sword and I'm going to slap down on every child, you know, how I want you, when I want you, where I want you. It's time for you to get the hell on. Because at that point, you are no longer shaping the minds of the future. You're just there to be a big bully. And it's like, what child is actually going to learn from you if all you're doing, that's how I felt about that lady. I felt, because I felt attacked. I felt attacked every day. I felt like she just didn't like.
You sticking your head inside the classroom after you been kicked out. You, oh, okay.
Then you was coming from both sides of the playing field here.
So she gonna kick me out. Like, I didn't want to be a part of the classroom. Okay, that's what you feel like. I'm gonna put my head back in there. But that's neither here nor there. I might have been to blame for some of it. But she was to blame for most of it.
Oh.
And maybe in like 10 years, I will be blamed. I'm going to be made to blah, 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 you know, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's that Libra balance we was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we have our worst teachers, who was your favorite teacher?
Ooh, pick me.
I guess we're picking over the love.
So... After the worst teacher, I had the best teacher. And I guess it may can be said that you can't know a good teacher until you go through like the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this woman, she was from Massachusetts, and she brought the Massachusetts curriculum down here to Georgia. Now, Massachusetts has a great education curriculum up there, and they are way more advanced than we are. So when she got here, it was a lot of problems at first, and this was also my first introduction into a magnet class. And this woman was revolutionary for me. One, she got me to read books and actually complete them. Secondly, oh, shout out to Miss Annette Morrison, because she got this little black boy reading, and other black childs in the class to read too. Shoot. Dang.
Oh, God! Just did it!
I planned it. I was testing everybody else. Ms. Morrison. I was testing them.
We went through her class too. We know what she's talking about.
But she cared about us, like, not just on the point of education and trying to get us to, like the school was trying to fire her because we were complaining about how hard the homework was, and people were like, what's going on in here? Like, my child can't do the work. And it wasn't her fault. It was what we were taught before, and her bringing that higher expectation to us. And yeah, so like, she almost lost her job but with progress comes struggle. Wait, I said it backwards.
Progress comes change.
With progress comes change, but without struggle, there is no progress. Mm-hmm. Frederick Douglass, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
And to close it, how we know how she cared about us too, there was a girl in the class who had a hygiene issue, and she pulled that girl to the side and told her what was happening. And that girl never had that issue after that. You don't get teachers who would say that. And it was fifth grade.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she changed my life for real.
Did she would she celebrate Kwanzaa? Would she celebrate Kwanzaa or Christmas?
she had dreads.
Would she celebrate Christmas?
Knowing her, probably Kwanzaa.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right then.
Why don't we celebrate Kwanzaa?
We ain't rich enough. It's like, what, 7 days of gifts? You gonna get
Dollar Tree. You gonna go to Dollar Tree. I'm sorry.
Y'all know what we should do? So once we actually get to the level of success that we will be getting to.
Speaking over.
What we should do is we should do some extravagant, meaningful gifts.
I'm down for that.
Like, okay, so let's say on PB's birthday, we do him a week of like dope, like plane ticket to Madrid. a trip to Dubai. You know, courtside seats to the Lakers if they still good. You know?
Or just dope.
Or just dope. You know, just kidding. Again, North Carolina school board. Or just kidding.
Go Tar Heels.
But yeah, like that. So like, stuff like that. But anywho, PB, who is your favorite teacher?
Myself.
Of course. Absolutely.
But I'll share.
Your second favorite teacher.
You know what? I wouldn't mind being second best to this teacher, actually.
Okay.
This teacher actually went to school with my mother, which is really weird.
Oh, wow.
College.
College with his mom.
But her name was Madame Suzette Trahan, and if you cannot guess by the title there, she taught French. And this lady, I swear to the new and the old gods, had the energy of like a 14-year-old boy. Like, so my school had stairs, and I swear she would just fly up the suckers like it wasn't a problem. Like, she would be like just gone up them stairs. Meanwhile, the rest of us seem like, God.
Like stairs. Again?
Like,
why we change classes so often?
She taught the French classes, and this lady, I swear to, like I said, it's amazing. Her level of, her just positive energy was so, like, magnificent, and it just drew me in every day, and it draws me in even now. And the thing about it wasn't that, I'm putting on face for these kids. She was genuinely just a positive, upbeat teacher.
That's so
cool. And I love it so much about her. And, you know, it's one thing to know that a teacher is friend with you, y'all, because we front. Mm-hmm. We front. When you show us that little dinosaur that you painted or created in art class, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to hang up on my whiteboard. And we slick, like, that's a damn teeth. Just put this thing on my desk drawer.
What happened to my dinosaur? It fell. And then the dinosaur came. I'm sorry. I'll get you another one. That is okay.
Exactly. Like you said. But she was really just an awesome person. She loved what she taught, and she brought so much energy
to her class. But sometimes you most definitely need that, especially when you're talking to like high school students, college students. You need energy because, to be honest, once you pass, well, for me, once I made it past waking up in the morning, I was done. Like, I was done. Like, school was over for me. Like, I was... So, if you don't have...
It ain't even started. You sleepwalk.
This way, like, you don't even know what happened.
So,
like,
what?
Like,
see?
Like, zombified. Like... What class are you in?
That's my point. Like, when you meet a teacher that actually holds your attention, that makes you remember their class.
Yeah.
Like, literally, high school was dope as hell for me. Like, up, down, left, and right. But I don't remember none of it. Like, I know it was dope.
It was college all over again. It was college before she got to college.
I mean, I enjoyed high school to the fullest. And a lot of college, too. But, you know, when I have that teacher that, you know, I can say cared about the stuff that they were teaching, you know, that's really good.
Cool.
Lady D, what about you? Who was your favorite teacher?
I would say, I guess since everybody's saying names, I would say Melissa Robinson. She was my business teacher. She was a business teacher of mine in high school. She was definitely not the the perky or the, you know, the upbeat. She was more of a, I'm going to tell you like it is, kind of teacher. Mm-hmm. And I really admired that because a lot of students feel like they can overrun teachers if they're too soft.
Or and they don't know they shoot at you.
Yeah. And she was like, I don't play that. Like, she's like, I don't play that. But she was still, like,
helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, someone who's going into business, she was extremely helpful. Obviously, she taught a business class. Mm-hmm. She actually taught us how to create our own business from scratch, like doing all the work, the research, finding a building, finding, you know, creating applications, creating, you know, advertising, everything. So had I kept going with that, I probably could have just started a business right out of high school. Why didn't I do that? See, things you think about later.
See, exactly.
Later.
You get older.
Why didn't I do that? I had everything right here. I had everything.
She gave it to me. She didn't do it. We could be rich by
now. I know. Because I'm rich. Why didn't I do it? I'm sorry. I failed you. But her as a person, she was very just straightforward, cool, chill, like, basically my type of teacher. I'm not into all the hyperactive people. I'm not saying she wasn't. I'm not saying she wasn't. There's obviously different varieties of teachers.
Like when socials are kids. North Carolina.
Exactly. But yeah, she was a really cool person. So that's my favorite teacher.
Okay. Oh man, my favorite teacher. I love this lady so much. I love her so much. So much. And so she was actually one of my middle school teachers. Her name was Miss Laura Grimes. She was like, I'm gonna cry, y'all. I loved her so much. Like, she was just like one of those people that, like, she taught science. And y'all,
your level of excitement.
Like, I love her. Like, when I first left North Carolina to go to college. So I would come back, like, periodically. Actually, no, before I even left, when I was in high school, I would go back to my middle school periodically to, like, give her gifts. I would give her, like, you know, Christmas gifts. Like, all major holidays, I would make sure I went back. And then, like, my first 2 years of college, when I would go back home, I would find her and I would give her gifts, you know, stuff like that. I haven't done it in like that long. And I thought about it the other day. I was like, I have not like given her anything in like ages. I'm like, I don't even know if she's still at the school.
She retired.
See? And so it's like, I wouldn't even know where to find her. But it's like, she was one of those teachers that when you walked in her classroom, she just made you feel like you were the only person, in the classroom. And she was also that teacher that was like, all right, you're going to come in here, you're going to sit down, you're going to do this work, we're going to learn this, we're going to drop these acids and this stuff over here, we're going to do this, this, that, the third. But, well, I still love you. She was just so sweet. Like, she would stand out, like, when I would come to her classroom, like, she would be that teacher. She's that teacher that would stand out, like, right at her door and, like, greet you before you came in. Like, I always gave her a hug because I just loved her that much. And she would, you know, you'd have your seat or whatever. She'd stand up in the front of the classroom. She just was one of those people that made that terrible school worth being at. Like, I would come to her, like, I would say after school, go to her class just to, like, do homework. And she would help me with my other homework. Like, she was just one of those teachers that just loved and cared. And it was just so, she was just so amazing. And I just love her so much. And I really wish I could find her. But, yes, I love her so much. She was just, like, the best teacher I ever had in my entire life. Like, none of my, like, I cannot think of one teacher that has ever compared to her. Like, not one. Like, she's just one of those people that the Lord called to be a teacher. Like, you know, some people just be like, I'm going to go teach. She, no. When she was born, the Lord slapped teacher on her head. And said, this is what you will do for your life. Like, you are called to do this. And this is it. And she just, because she was just so, like, she was just so great. Just so great.
That's awesome.
I'm not gonna cry. It's okay. I'm not gonna cry.
I should have said Miss Diller too.
But you did.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
She was also great.
No one likes to be second named.
You're right. But I just, because honestly, my brain does not come recall Dillard.
Not Dillard's, but Dillard?
Uh-huh. Dillard.
Really?
Yeah.
Just one Dillard.
Yeah.
How old is she? What?
Wait. I don't know, because
she's
at least in her 70s now, I think.
Probably.
No. She had Mr. She already had somebody to sell us all.
So the contrast between the worst teacher and the best teacher, we were all the same person in all of those classrooms. Like, I was in the worst teacher's classroom. I was also in the best teacher's classroom. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's, I mean, granted, in my worst teacher's classroom, I could have, you know, not told her to go F herself. I could have not told her that. I could have not told her that. But it's also the fact that you just didn't care. Like, we butted heads literally every day.
I feel like she's justifying for why she
did. I was like, neither did you. You didn't care either.
I didn't care. But the thing is, all of the teachers in my high school, like, out of all of them, that's the one I remember as the worst.
That's saying something.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember the name of any of my teachers except for that one. No.
And Miss Grimes, of course.
Huh?
And
Miss Grimes, of course.
No. In high school. In high school. I don't remember the name of none of my high school teachers, except for that one. Mm-hmm. Little raggedy hoe.
If she should be so lucky.
But what I'm saying is, we were all the same people in all of those classrooms. So that says that teachers affect students differently. And I feel like most of those, I mean, we've all had bad teachers and good teachers, but it was not a problem for me to remember who those two individuals were on such drastic scales. And so that's what I'm saying, like, either whether they're good or bad, they still affect you in one way or another. And so I feel like teachers should realize that it's not their responsibility to raise the child. It's not your responsibility to raise the child. You do. Y'all, PBN is writing something, and I don't really want to read it because I think I'm in trouble. So it's not your responsibility to raise the child. It is your responsibility to impart knowledge of the school system in within which you teach. Like, now, granted, the child spends most of their day with you, you know, one way or another. But still, having that positive impact on a child's life to, you know, save them from possibly being the next Charles Manson. You want to show them, you know, that you care and not every day, make it a war with them, and then, you know, tell them every time they walk in your classroom to get out before you even get in there. Like, I don't really care how you feel.
Are any of these negotiable?
Yes, they are all negotiable. All of the aforementioned terms and conditions are negotiable, provided you provide the right price.
Alrighty, beautiful people. So before we go, how about this one? You're pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Nah, boo. I'm pretty, period. Make sure you guys follow me on all of my lovely social media handles. Check out my blog to stay inspired. Of course, I'm going to link them all in the description below. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.